The day I died was the perfect New England fall morning. It was 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 8th, 2011, when I set out on the 12-mile bike ride home from work along the Connecticut shoreline. The sun was brilliant against the blue sky, and the leaves were starting to change colors. It was an exciting time for me. I loved my job as a program manager at Peace Jam, an organization that educates kids about leaders in the peace movement. At home, my husband of 1 year, Sean, and I were trying to have a baby. Sean, a mail carrier, was working, so I'd made plans with a friend for a long ride later that afternoon, but I would never get to meet up with her. As I settled into the right-hand lane of a busy avenue, a freight truck turned in my direction from a side street. He slowed at the corner. We made eye contact. Then, for reasons I'll never know, he accelerated. There was nothing I could do but scream. The giant truck knocked me down onto my left side. My legs got tangled up with my bike. I heard snapping and grinding as his front tires drove over me. I felt my insides cracking when his back tires did the same. People came rushing from all directions and as the truck rumbled away. "Oh my God," I heard. "She's alive." I raised my head just enough to see something bright white and yellow protruding from my leg. Bone, tendons, and fatty cells. The skin had peeled right off most of the lower half of my body, along with my clothing. There wasn't any normal flesh to see. My abdomen was opened up, and I was bleeding out. A woman with blonde hair appeared and sat on the road with me, holding my head. One man stopped the fleeing truck. Another ran over carrying an emergency heat blanket from a kid he had in his car. He began screaming out orders. "You stop traffic. You hold her head still. You cover her abdomen with this. Holy God, hang in there, girl. Hang in there." The paramedics arrived, a team of three women. They began by rolling my body onto a backboard. Later, I'd learned that one of them, it was her first day on the job. In fact, I was her very first call.